Patriot Barbie Lindsey Graham, From Cancel Culture to Kingdom Culture. Podcast host and biblical patriot Lindsey Graham joins Gary Binford to share her journey from lockdown defiance to national platform, and why America's only hope is revival, not politics. In this episode of United Patriots Uprising, Gary Binford sits down with Lindsey Graham, better known as the Patriot Barbie, to explore her transformation from salon owner to faith-driven activist. When Lindsey reopened her Oregon salon during COVID lockdowns in 2020, she didn't just defy the government, she ignited a movement. What followed was a firestorm of cancel culture, death threats, and the loss of everything she owned. But through it all, God reshaped her identity and gave her a platform to call America back to biblical truth. In this conversation, Lindsey opens up about her past, her pro-life testimony, why she embraced the Patriot Barbie label, and how parents can protect their children in a culture at war with the family. Here are the key takeaways from the conversation. Movie camera, watch the full episode. Don't miss Lindsey's powerful story in her own words. Click play below to hear how God used loss, persecution, and surrender to birth a bold voice for revival in America, from salon owner to national voice. Lindsey Graham wasn't always a household name in conservative circles. Before 2020, she describes herself as asleep, a mom focused on her business, raising her kids, and avoiding political conflict. But when COVID lockdowns forced her salon to close, something inside her snapped. "I was not that person before 2020," she admits. "I was brainwashed, indoctrinated, minding my own business, totally asleep." When she defied state orders and reopened, the backlash was immediate. She was called a murderer, a white supremacist, and worse. Then came the meme. A faceless critic dubbed her the Patriot Barbie. Instead of being offended, Lindsey leaned in. "I looked up the definition of patriot, to love one's country and defend it. I looked up Barbie, a glamorized female doll. I said, okay, of all the things you've called me, this is not offensive whatsoever." She changed her social media handles, embraced the identity, and never looked back. Losing everything, and finding Jesus. What followed was a season of devastation. Lindsey and her family lost all six of their businesses, a 25-chair salon, a gym, and four tanning salons. They lost their home. They moved to Arizona with nothing. "The Lord took everything from me," she reflects. "But he pushed me into a new identity." During that time, God told her to write a book. She poured her story into Targeted: One Mom's Fight for Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Happiness. A memoir that chronicles not only her battle with cancel culture but also her testimony of transformation. "If I give you an audience again, what are you going to do with it?" she felt God asking. Her answer: "I will glorify you. I will not screw up this time." Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Today, Lindsey has over 523,000 followers on Instagram, speaks at events nationwide, and uses her platform to call women back to biblical values and traditional roles. Revival over politics. Lindsey is passionate about pro-life advocacy, the Second Amendment, and protecting children, but she's clear: revival must come before reform. "We are not in a political war," she says. "We are in a spiritual war." She explains that no amount of conservative policy will heal the nation if hearts remain far from God. Even leaders like Gavin Newsom, she argues, could change overnight if they truly surrendered to Christ. If you were to convince Gavin Newsom to give his life to Jesus truly and follow Jesus truly, he would not endorse abortion. He would not sign bills that advocate for pro-choice movements because he would recognize the God that I love and follow would never be okay with this policy. Her point is clear: changed hearts change policy. And that starts with believers living out their faith boldly and consistently. The power of testimony. One of the most powerful moments in the interview comes when Lindsey shares her own pro-life testimony. In her 20s, she had an abortion, a decision that left her with deep pain and regret. "I am one of those statistics," she says. "I aborted a child, and here's what it did to me, and here is why I regret it, and here is why we should never promote abortion, because there's more than one victim in abortion. There's the woman and the baby." Rather than hiding her past, she uses it to reach others with truth and grace. She believes that storytelling, not just statistics, is what moves hearts. The left is very good at telling stories. The right is very good at telling statistics. If we get better at telling our stories, we can reach more people intimately. Why her look is her advantage. With tattoos, bold lipstick, and a fearless presence, Lindsey doesn't fit the mold of a typical conservative speaker. But that's exactly the point. "I love that I don't fit the look," she says. "Liberals come up to me and start conversations. They look at me and assume I'm not a Bible-thumping, Jesus-loving Trump supporter. and then that allows me to reach them on a level they didn't expect. She wishes more Christian organizations would embrace unconventional voices like hers, not despite their appearance, but because of the unique doors it opens. God has a role for me and a place for me. If He doesn't put me on a stage, I don't want to be on it. One simple way you can fight back. As the conversation wraps up, Lindsay offers one practical action step for every American: vote with your wallet. Stop supporting companies that fund the liberal agenda, she urges. If you were in a war and your enemy ran out of bullets, would you give him bullets to shoot you? When you purchase from companies that fund Pride, BLM, and abortion, you're putting bullets in the enemy's gun. She calls out Starbucks, Netflix, and other corporations that actively oppose Christian values, and challenges listeners to make conscious, sacrificial choices with their spending. If you're not going to get on social media and take the hits, if you're not going to do a podcast, at least do that. At least stop funding the people that actively fight against us. Key takeaways: Lindsey Graham embraced the Patriot Barbie label after being mocked by the left during COVID lockdowns. She lost 6 businesses in her home but gained a national platform and a heart for revival. Revival must precede reform. Changed hearts change policy. Her pro-life testimony is rooted in personal experience and deep regret. Unconventional believers can reach people traditional Christians cannot. Christians must vote with their wallets and stop funding woke corporations. Testimony is more powerful than statistics when it comes to changing hearts. Where to watch and learn more? United Patriots Uprising with Gary Binford. Full episode on YouTube. Find Gary Binford online. Find Gary Binford online YouTube channel. At Gary Binford 1969 Podcast Archive. United Patriots Uprising X, Twitter. At Gary_Binford Facebook. Gary Binford Truth Social. At Gary Binford. Connect with Patriot Barbie. Website. ThePatriotBarbie.com. Instagram. At The Patriot Barbie Book. Targeted. One Mom's Fight for Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Happiness. Children's Book. Alphabet Prayers for Toddlers, Amazon Bestseller. By Jeff Bayard, Ghostwriter and Editorial Content Manager, Virginia Christian Alliance.